यस्तु सर्वाण भूतान्य आत्मन्येवानुपश्यते
सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानम्
ततो न विजुगुप्सते यस्तु सर्वाणि भूतान्य आत्मन्येवानुपश्यते सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानम् ततो न विजुगुप्सते. It is explained about the nature of the Lordship, how he is equal to everyone. He who systematically sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything or any being. This is the quality of Lord's devotee. If devotee, they are not hating anyone, then how the Lord can hate anyone? Some people, they think that because, I was in one college program, and they asked that, why few people are suffering? Why few people are enjoying? And we have seen most of the demonic people, they enjoy a lot than the devotees. And the other way they ask that, does really Lord hates those people who are not following him? What is your answer for that?
He doesn't hate anybody.
Does he favors anybody?
No.
Devotees.
Why? If you reciprocate with the Lord as a demonic way, he reciprocates in that. If you reciprocate with him as a love and affection, the way you reciprocate, he is reciprocally responding. So there is no hatred, there is no love or severe attachment. Sammoham sarvabhuteshu, that's what he says. So here in this mantra 6, now it is surprising. Why about the qualities of devotees as explained all of a sudden? There must be some reason. We'll find it out. What Prabhupada says in the purport regarding that. This is a description of the Mahabhagavat. The great personality who sees everything in relation to the supreme personality of Godhead. The supreme Lord's presence is realized in three stages. See now, what has discussed in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that has given in this purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishopanishad. There are three categories of people or devotees. They worship their Lordship. And what are they are given here? Kanishta, Madhyama and Paramahansa or Uttama. The Kanishta Adhikari is in the lowest stage of realization. He goes to a place of worship such as a temple, church or a mosque according to his religious faith and worships there according to the scriptural injunctions. Devotees in this stage consider the Lord to be present at the place of worship. So where they consider Lord is?
Only
in the
temple.
They cannot ascertain who is in what position in devotional service, nor can they tell who has realized the Supreme Lord. Such a devotees follow the routine formulas and sometimes quarrel among themselves, considering one type of a devotion better than other. The Kanishtha Adhikaris are actually materialistic devotees who are simply trying to transcend the material boundary to reach the spiritual plane. Clear? This is what Isha Upanishad. So question will be, describe the qualities of Kanishtha Adhikari for your exam. Anu?
Those who have attained second stage of realization are called Madhyama.
No. I asked you the question. What are the qualities of Kanishtha Adhikari? The whole paragraph?
The whole paragraph.
If you remember at least one, you can just pick it up.
You remember any Kanishtha Adhikari?
Yeah, the prime quality of them, that they consider Lord is there only in the temple. So when they come to temple, they do this, that, jump back and forth. But when they, as soon as they put their shoes and goes out, they're totally different. They think that now Lord is not watching it. So that is Kanishtha Adhikari. And they don't differentiate. For them, that Anandakoti Brahmandanayak also the same one, big daddy with big jhola. And for them, this Supreme Personality of Godhead is also same. As per their way of worship, they worship the Lord and go. That is Kanishtha Adhikari. They don't differentiate between who is Mahatma and who is Duratma. For them, everyone is, oh, okay. So that need to be understood. Read now the next part.
Those who have attained the second stage of realization are called Madhyama Adhikaris. Those devotees observe the distinction between four categories of being: one, the Supreme Lord; two, the devotees of the Lord; three, the innocent who have no knowledge of the Lord; and four, the atheists who have no faith in the Lord and hate those in devotional service. The Madhyama Adhikaris will behave differently towards these four classes of person. He adores the Lord, considering him the object of love. He makes friends with those who are in devotional service. He tries to awaken the dormant love of God in the hearts of innocent, and he avoids the atheists who derive the very name of the Lord.
Wait. Now try to understand what is the real difference between Kanishtha and Madhyama Adhikari.
He sees the God everywhere but not with the artist.
Sorry?
He may see God everywhere but not with the artist.
I have one comment here, because it generally says that if you cannot talk to an atheist or convey about God to him, then keep him away anyway. So that's what Madhyama Adhikari is doing. But is that wrong? To stay away from the atheist? Because, I mean, you're supposed to have association of devotees. So,
Ishvare tad adhineshu balisheshu vishatsucha prema maitri krupa apeksha ya karoti samadhyamah. These are the four prominent qualities of Madhyama Adhikari. What he does? the first and primest thing that he believes in Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows that Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, Ishvare Tada Adhishthaneshu. He recognized the existence of God everywhere, in the form of a deity and as well as in everyone's heart. Second thing, and he behaves in a different pattern with a different category of people. Balisheshu Twishat Susha. How he does that? Prema Maitri Kripa Peksha. He loves whom?
Devotees.
He loves God. Then he develops friendship with equals and devotees. And who are atheist, dvishatsu, for them what he does? Kripa apeksha. He becomes merciful to them. That's the quality of Madhyamadhikari. A person who is a Madhyamadhikari can become guru. Because only who distinguishes in this category can really elevate those living entities. He can become a guru. Neither Kanishta or not Paramahansa. Because Paramahansa, he thinks everyone as the part and parcel of the Lord. He never differentiates. That we'll read further. Above the Madhyamadhikari is the Uttamadhikari, who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee does not discriminate between the atheist and theist, but sees everyone as the part and parcel of God. He knows that there is no essential difference between a vastly learned Brahmana and dog in the street, because both of them are part and parcels of the Lord. Although they are encaged in a different bodies on account of the different qualities of their activities in their previous lives, he sees that the Brahmana practice, the Brahmana particle of the Supreme Lord, has not misused his little independence given him by the Lord, and that the dog particle has misused his independence and is therefore being punished by the laws of nature by being encased in the form of a dog. Not considering the respective actions of the Brahmana and the dog, the Uttamadhikari tries to do good to both. Such a learned devotee is not misled by the material bodies, but is attracted by the spiritual spark within them. Is that clear? Any doubt about this?
Pandita
Samadarshana Shloka. Shuni Jayosh Vapakecha Pandita Samadarshana. Gavi.
Prabhu, what is he giving? He sees the world, but what is that he is giving to us?
His presence. Their presence itself purifies you. They are not to preach. They are here to just do their bhajan, and their mere existence gives you everything. If you associate with such a sadhu, you are elevated. It is clearly mentioned. Sorry. Those who imitate an Uttamadhikari by flaunting a sense of oneness or fellowship, but who behave on the bodily platform, are actually false philanthropists. The conception of a universal brotherhood must be learned from Uttamadhikari and not from a foolish person who does not properly understand the individual soul or the Supreme Lord's super soul expansion. who dwells everywhere. See how forcefully Prabhupada is saying all these things. And when the Yuno was there, very actively working for the universal brotherhood, and here in the capital of whole world, Prabhupada is writing all this. How much daring he had. Luckily that time those foolish politicians, they never understood. Once Prabhupada said, if they really understand that what I am doing, they will shot me at sight. It's totally against the present propaganda, the whole materialistic way of life. He's putting dynamites to all that conceptions. Do you realize this? Fundamentally, he is destroying the modern civilization's basic concept of enjoyment. If you want to understand the universal brotherhood, then you should understand through the
father.
What do you say?
Father.
If you understand the Ishavasya, then only there will be a universal brotherhood. The Lord is in control and we are part and parcel of Him. And being a part and parcel of Him, we are related to each other. As He is a Supreme Father, we all are brothers. I spoke this in a college and they said, what about sisters? Soul does not have any gender. When he gets encased in particular body, it shows that female soul or male soul, it has eternal position, but according to the bhava that gets manifested, but not in this material world. That need to be understood. It is clearly mentioned in the sixth mantra that one should observe or systematically see. This means that one must follow the previous acharyas, the perfected teachers. Anupashyati is the exact Sanskrit word used in this connection. Anu means to follow and Pashyati means to observe. Thus, the word Anupashyati means that one should not see things as he does with the naked eye, but should follow the previous acharyas. Due to material defects, the naked eye cannot see anything properly. One cannot see properly unless one has heard from the superior sources. And the highest source is the Vedic wisdom, which is spoken by the Lord Himself. Vedic truths are coming in disciplic succession from the Lord to Brahma, from Brahma to Narada, from Narada to Vyasa, and from Vyasa to many of his disciples. Formerly, there was no need to record the message of the Vedas because people in earlier ages were more intelligent and had sharper memories. They could follow the instructions simply by hearing once from the mouth of bona fide spiritual master. Now even you write it down also you forget what you wrote it down. We have degraded ourselves so much. So unless and until we follow our previous acharyas and their footsteps, it's not possible for us to know the Supreme Personality of God. At present, there are many commentaries on the revealed scripture, but most of them are not in the line of a disciplic succession coming from Srila Vyasadeva, who originally compiled the Vedic wisdom, the final, most perfect and sublime work by Srila Vyasadeva is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra given by Badarayana. There is also Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken by the Lord Himself and recorded by Vyasadeva. These are the most important revealed scriptures And any commentary that contradicts the principles of the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam is unauthorized. There is a complete agreement among the Upanishadas, Vedanta Sutra, Vedas, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And no one should try to reach any conclusion about the Vedas without receiving instructions from member of Vyasadeva's disciplic succession who believe in the personality of a Godhead and his diverse energies as they are explained in Sri Ishopanishad. Is that clear about the disciplic succession, from where and which we have to take a knowledge? There should not be a doubt about this. Huh? Generally people, they think, like somebody texts me that, what about this particular sect? Are they in the disciplic succession? There are four disciplic successions. If you follow them, you will go to Lord Vishnu. You can attain the Vaikuntha. You can go to Goloka. Huh? There are some other disciplic successions are also there. If you follow them, you may go to Brahma Jyoti. If you follow the Patanjali Guru Shishya Parampara, you may attain the Ashtanga Yoga, through which you can see the Lord in your heart. But that does not give you a supreme destination, the abode of Lord. For that, you need to again associate with the devotees.
Somebody is asking, how can we prove Prabhu? Somebody is asking, how do we know that, let's say this book is written by, we can say that it's written.
What? What to prove? What somebody says? Don't ask vague questions.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Don't give so much of narrative. Stick to the particular word.
Let's say Prabhu, Bhagavad Gita book is there. Okay, so this is also written by a human.
Who is that rascal?
If I ask, who comes to our home for Bhagavad Gita class and all, he was coming for a long time. He asked that you are believing on one person, he is also a human. Right? Like that he is asking, how can we tell that no, he is a gift, he is
first
a
of all,
he is a devotee.
He's an atheist.
First of all, what he is asking about? He is asking about the commentary of Bhagavad Gita or he is asking about Bhagavad Gita?
He is asking about the Bhagavad Gita. I will say that it is
Bhagavad Gita is not written by Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given purport on the shlokas. First, you should understand that this Bhagavad Gita is not written by Prabhupada. Prabhupada has given purport on the verses. And Bhagavad Gita is written by Vyasadeva, recorded by Vyasadeva. That should be clear to you first. Is that clear now?
Yes, Prabhupada. Correct.
Then where is the question?
No.
Then where is the human being?
No, when we put this, the disciplic succession, when we are showing it to him, he is asking that anyways this is written by another human. How can we prove then that no, he is a devotee, he is Lord?
He has given a comment. Try to understand, he has given a commentary. The original book is written by whom?
Krishna.
And then?
That's okay. So,
what is his problem? He don't want to accept Prabhupada as authority, to accept Krishna as authority. His problem is that he don't want to accept Prabhupada as a person who can give you Krishna. It is his problem that he is considering Prabhupada as a common man. So his problem is that he don't understand the position of Acharyas. So first make him understand the position of Acharya. Then he will understand that he is not a common man. As Krishna himself says, if you want to understand me, you have to go to my devotees. He is a devotee. He is not a human being only. What we pray every day? Sakshadharitvena samasta shastre. All the scripture says he is as good as God. Is that clear for you first? then you can answer. Don't bang more head. Forget, there are so many others who deserve to understand that. We are not on that platform where we can make everyone understand that. Even Lord never cared for that. He said, if you accept, he said that who accepts, give them. Who don't waste your time. Read Bhagavad Gita once. Before becoming a preacher, read Bhagavad Gita whole once. Try to understand it. Lord clearly says, give this knowledge to them who has a faith. Who does not, don't bang your head. Forget. The first invocation we discussed about that. Whoever in the disciplic succession, without any adulteration, when they give the message as it is, when they become a transparent via media of the Lord, they are as good as God because they are giving the same instruction what God has given. If they manipulate with that, kick them away. That's what scripture says. Tyaga. Reject that guru. He is no more guru then. According to Bhagavad Gita 18.54, who is already on the liberated platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Shochati Nakanshati Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu Amanda Mad Bhakti Labhati, can become an Uttam Adhikari devotee and see every living being as his own brother. This vision cannot be had by politicians who are always after some material gain. One who imitates the symptoms of an Uttam Adhikari may serve another's outward body for the purpose of the fame or material reward, but he does not serve the spirit soul. Such an imitator can have no information of the spiritual world. The Uttam Adhikari sees the spirit soul within the material body and serves him as a spirit. Thus, the material aspect is automatically served. So, any question, any doubt regarding this?
Do we need to be Uttam Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari? Yeah,
that was it.
Progression.
Means Uttam Adhikari is ultimate. Open 18.54.
Somehow I don't see
it.
Telugu, I don't see the
18.54,
which is coming
at. Give me, even though it is not my language, I will show
you. I was reading, but it's not like English where it says 18.54 on the top, so it's taking time for me to spell out.
My dear Prabhu, come here. Adhyaya, what do you say?
18.
In Telugu?
18. Then Adhyaya is Adhyaya, chapter.
In Telugu also chapter or Adhyaya?
Adhyaya.
Adhyaya, what do you say 18?
Like 18.
And I said 54.
Yeah, now I can see. Yeah.
Now what do you can see?
64. Okay. This one is okay. 1 second. Yeah.
Read aloud.
Brahma.
No.
Yeah.
Just Brahma word, translation.
One who is thus transcendentally situated at one.
Okay, he is reading for you.
One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
So you want a pure devotion or what? What is your desired goal?
Pure devotion.
Then you have to become Uttam Adhikari if you want to go back home.
Only thing he said, you cannot preach if you are Uttam Adhikari.
Jeevana sarthaka kari kara para upkar. be a champion swimmer first and then try to save others, otherwise both will drown. Jivana sarthaka kari kar par upakar. First perfect your life and then they try to preach. People, what they say, it's a preaching moment, so let's preach, 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 preach. But what do you want to preach? The thing that you have not understood. Then question comes, how to make him understand that Prabhupada is not a human being?
Showing anger.
Who becomes preacher? Apani acharete jagate sikhai. Mahaprabhu, by his own example, first adopt that things. Or otherwise, if Acharya says to you, you go and preach, he empowers you. Has anyone does it with you? No. So what is the good way? Study scripture, pray to their lordship, understand that, apply it in your life. When you start applying in your life, that itself becomes a preacher. Like the previous Mayyappan Karunanithi before coming to Krishna consciousness, and now there is a gulf of difference. Yes or not? Or still same?
Trying to.
There is. Because there are some habits that you have totally gave up. So your friends, they may be thinking, hey, is that the same guy? I'm doubtful. That has happened. When you start practicing, that itself become a preaching. How he has changed? What is that? Oh, he was reading that book. Let me see what is that. So that itself is a preaching. No need to that you put yourself into that. First try to. Sometimes what happens, in unseasoned way, we go and try to preach. And we get, our faith get shaken by their arguments. Oh my God, it's like that only. I don't know what to do. I'm doing wrong. Better not to do that. Prepare, study, associate, take association. First and foremost principle of devotional service, take association. After taking little bit of association, we think that now I am there to give association. And that creates problem. Okay? That need to be curtailed. And what need to be developed? Taking association. So we'll stop here today and